In this bulletin, climate activist Greta Thunberg delivers a passionate address at the UN Climate Action Summit. The UK commits to preventing the extinction of animals. And in sport, Russia is at risk of being banned from next year's Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Climate activist Greta Thunberg gave an emotional address to world leaders, entrepreneurs and activists at the UN Secretary-General's Climate Action Summit in New York. The summit took place just days after school strikes for climate marches involving millions protesting on the streets for action on climate change. 16-year-old Thunberg received applause for her commitment to climate action.
"You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?"
The summit aims to boost ambition and accelerate action to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will stick to its current target of cutting emissions by between 26 and 28% from 2005 levels by 2030. His comments come as the head of the UN calls on countries to take more action on climate change. Mr. Morrison was absent from the meeting, with Australia represented by Foreign Minister Maurice Payne. He says Australia doesn't need to increase its targets because it's on track to meet emissions reductions by 2030.
"Well, if you look at the projections on emissions out to 2030, what you'll see is Australia meeting its commitments. You'll see the United States, who aren't even a signatory to the Paris Agreement, their emissions are heading in the same direction, they're flatlining, but the emissions increase is actually happening in a lot of those countries, China included."
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's committed to preventing the mass extinction of animal species across the globe. Mr. Johnson pledged a biodiversity fund of more than $400 million. He says global action is needed to stop mass extinction.
"We need to reverse this. We need to reverse this disaster. And the UK is utterly determined to do it. We need to evoke the spirit of Kyoto that set those targets for reductions of greenhouse gases. And we need to set quanta. We need to set targets. We need to set ambitions to reverse the loss of biodiversity, reverse the loss of species."
United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the US thanks Germany, France and the United Kingdom for their joint statement on Iran. In the statement, the nation said Iran must bear responsibility for the recent attack on a Saudi Arabian oil plant. He says the statement will strengthen diplomacy and the cause of peace and is urging other countries to join in condemning Iran's actions. In sport, Russia is at risk of being banned from next year's Olympics after the World Anti-Doping Agency revealed it has opened compliance proceedings against the Russian Anti-Doping Agency. The agency says historical data supplied by Russian authorities contained inconsistencies. The opening of the proceedings threatens Russia with being declared non-compliant just 1 year after their last suspension was lifted. It's expected to put additional pressure on the International Olympic Committee to exclude Russia from the Tokyo Games next year. In the AFL, the league has confirmed that West Coast player Willie Rioli has tested positive for cannabis on a match day. Rioli tested positive for a metabolite of cannabis in an ASADA drug test after West Coast elimination final win over Essendon on September the 5th. Under the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code, cannabis is an in-competition prohibited substance. The breach could result in a ban of several years. Rioli is already facing a ban of up to 4 years for allegedly tampering with his urine sample during an ASADA test in August. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 16. Hobart, much the same, 16. Canberra, early frost and partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, cloudy and 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.